The Shame Was on the Other Side, by Like a Soufflé, read by KLB
and Rena Jenkins.
Chapter 1. Blaine knows it shouldn't be a big deal. It's an ordinary, everyday, completely platonic, non-sexual thing to do, and he definitely wouldn't want to make it weird. But sometimes he can't believe he has a straight guy friend who gives him hugs all the time. And they're good hugs. Tight and easy, and they last just as long as Blaine wants them to. It's very comfortable, and sometimes he really needs it. But wow, it would be so much less awkward if Sam wasn't so hot. Not just hot, but cute too, and funny, and kind, and wow, what Blaine wouldn't give to see him suck cock just once. Anyway, this time is even worse because they're sitting on Blaine's bed, talking about feelings. He sighs and says, "It's just that there are so many things I miss about him." And Sam scoots over so their legs are touching, wraps his arms around Blaine's torso, and pulls him close, stroking up and down his side.
"It's okay, dude. Being single sucks, but it isn't forever."
Blaine nods and tries not to think about the press of Sam's well-muscled thigh against his own.
"Anyway, it's not like you're alone alone. You have me."
Blaine chuckles weakly. "Thanks, Sam. You're the best."
"Damn straight."
Chapter 2. There's a certain kind of compliment that Blaine doesn't usually get anymore. It's not just a compliment, it's praise, and it involves sincerity and physical touch. It's such a rarity now that he can't help but fall back on old instincts when it happens. But God, how embarrassing. Maybe if Sam's hand hadn't been on his shoulder, it would be different. Or if he hadn't been looking into Blaine's eyes to make sure he's listening. Or if Blaine wasn't quite so needy for approval at the time. But in any case, there's eye contact and shoulder touching when Sam says,
"I mean it, your solo was so awesome today. You did such a good job, seriously."
And Blaine doesn't even think. He just blurts it out. "Thank you, sir." His face heats up and his eyes widen. "I mean, Sam. Fuck." Sam cracks up laughing and pulls his hand away.
"Dude."
Blaine covers his face with his hands. "Oh my God.
Did you just call me sir?"
"It was a reflex."
"Wow, you and Kurt really used to get up to some kinky shit, huh?"
Blaine tips over sideways onto the bed and curls up into a fetal position. "I am never gonna live this down. Just leave me here to die, okay?" He can hear the grin in Sam's voice.
Drama queen.
He ignores Sam poking his side.
"Come on, get up. I promise I won't make fun of you."
Poke, poke, poke. Blaine groans pathetically.
"Come on, it's not that bad. Store people and waiters call me sir sometimes too."
Blaine just lays there with his hands over his face. There's a punchline coming. He just knows it.
"Although I'm pretty sure they're not trying anything kinky with me when they do it."
"Sam!" Sam flumps down onto the bed and wraps his arms and legs around Blaine's lump of a curled up body.
"You're so weird."
"Shut up."
"You love it."
Blaine sighs and accepts the snuggling. Chapter 3.
"So, like, tell me about the kinky stuff."
What? Sam pushes his books aside and sits up straighter. This is very important.
"Like, I've kind of always wondered, if you're kinky, does that mean regular, plain old, non-kinky sex is no good? Like, does it have to be kinky every time or it doesn't work?"
Blaine blushes and swallows, and taps his pen on his paper. No, not necessarily. I mean, I'm sure it's different for everyone, but I like vanilla sex just fine. And it's not necessarily sexual, anyway."
"What isn't?"
"You know, kink, BDSM, all that stuff. It can be just for its own sake, not part of a sex act. Sam leans forward on the bed with his elbows on his knees.
Like how?
Well, Blaine closes his book and crosses his legs. For example, bondage. He swipes a hand over his face and takes a deep breath. It can be just because it can be comforting and grounding to be still and confined and to have someone taking care of you for a while. You don't have to have sex, either during or after, to get a lot out of it. Sam looks wide-eyed and kind of blown away by this new information.
So, like, you could do it with someone you're not screwing? Just, like, a friend or something?
Yeah, I don't see why not. It would have to be someone you really trust. But I'm pretty sure people have non-sexual kink relationships, yeah.
Huh.
Sam pulls his book back towards himself and appears to go back to reading, but only momentarily.
Oh, wait.
What?
Dude!
What?
I just thought of something. Is that kind of what you meant when you said there's a lot you miss about Kurt?
Blaine blinks. Well, there are a lot of things, but yes, that's one of them.
Well, you could do it with me, right? Like, not in a sexy way, obviously, but like, I could tie you up, and you could call me sir or whatever, and then I'd untie you and we could play video games. That wouldn't be weird, right?
Blaine bites his lip. Well, I think I'd be more comfortable starting with just being held down rather than actually tied up, but wait, you'd be willing to do that?
Sure, if it would make you feel better. It's just bros helping bros, right?
Chapter 4. Have you told Brittany we're doing this? I wouldn't want her to get jealous.
What's there to get jealous about? It's not like we're fucking.
Still, I'd feel a lot better if you got her approval. Sam shrugs.
Okay.
He takes out his phone and calls, imitating the ring while he waits for her to answer.
Ring, ring. Hey, Britt, it's Sam. Yeah, I was wondering, is it okay if I hold Blaine's wrists and give him compliments?
Blaine snorts and throws a hand over his own mouth.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay, cool. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
Sam puts his phone back into his pocket.
Yeah, it's cool. Comfy?
Blaine squirms around on the bed and lays his head back, trying to relax. Yeah, I'm good. Sam climbs up onto the bed on his knees.
Okay, so...
He reaches out toward Blaine's body uncertainly, then pulls back.
Are your hands gonna be, you know, up, or...
Blaine nods and raises his arms up. He lays them on the mattress between his head and the wall.
Okay, I'm just gonna...
Sam leans over him and grabs both his wrists, squeezing a little and pressing him down gently into the bed. It's so comforting and so nostalgic all at once that Blaine shuts his eyes and just breathes with it. He can already feel his muscles loosening and his heart rate slowing.
Is it too tight?
Blaine takes a deep breath in, and his words come out as breath on the exhale. No, it's perfect.
Should I compliment you now?
Blaine grins. Yes, please. If you think I deserve it. Sam shifts his weight, and the mattress sways with the movement.
You're doing really well.
Thank you.
Am I supposed to say thank you for sharing this experience with me, or something like that?
Blaine laughs and turns his head to hide his face against his bicep. I wouldn't mind if you said that.
Okay, well...
Sam fakes a low, dominant voice.
Thank you for sharing this experience with me. You're being very brave.
Thank you, sir.
Good boy.
Chapter 5. After a while, Sam's back gets tired from trying to stay in the same position for so long, so he asks what else they can do. Blaine feels so relaxed and refreshed, and he doesn't want to move just yet, so he suggests snuggling and singing to each other. Sam laughs.
Okay, that's kinda uber romantic, dude.
But he doesn't say no. Blaine hands over his iPod and says, "Just put my happy playlist on shuffle." Sam does, and gets back onto the bed to wrap himself around Blaine. But the first song that comes on is Blackbird, and Blaine starts to cry.
Dude, how long has it been since you updated this thing?
They end up spending a good chunk of the afternoon updating the playlist. They take out Blackbird and Candles, leave in Bills, 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 and Perfect, and add things like This Is the New Year and Heroes.
Isn't Perfect kind of Kurt-related, too?
Yeah, but it says things I still need to hear sometimes, so... Afterward, they finally lay down together and listen to it all the way through. Sam is on his back with his arms around Blaine, and he holds both his wrists tight behind Blaine's back. It takes a little adjusting to find a position that isn't too awkward for Blaine's shoulders, but it's worth it, because Blaine feels so secure and wrapped up, curled against Sam's chest. Sam sings softly.
Pretty, pretty please, if you ever, ever feel like you're nothing, you are perfect to me.
Blaine gets a little sniffly again, but this time he's smiling. Chapter 6. Once again, Sam's attractiveness is becoming a problem. Blaine's body is pressed against Sam's, and he can feel how solid and strong his arms and torso are, and everything is touching and pressing and hot. Sam's chest vibrates with his singing, and his neck is right there, all lickable and smooth, and his hands are getting a little sweaty from gripping Blaine's wrists. Blaine wants to hide under the bed to get away from the fact that the whole situation is making him very, very hard. Blaine doesn't have the use of his arms, so he can't adjust anything. He tries to subtly rotate his hips in a way that might make it less noticeable, but Sam stops singing and looks at him.
Is it getting uncomfortable? Should I let go of your wrists?
No, I'm good. I'm just... They both try to move at the same time, and their pelvises bump together. And yeah, that was Sam's hip against his dick.
Dude, are you hard right now?
Sam snorts and squeezes Blaine tighter as he shakes.
I thought you said it wasn't necessarily a sex thing.
Blaine blushes and ducks his face as much out of sight as possible. It's not, but it's... It was an accident. I'm so sorry. Sam keeps laughing, but doesn't let go of Blaine's wrists. Blaine squirms, but in his haste, he can't seem to put any space between them. Sam, really, I am so, so sorry.
It's okay. You can't help it that I'm hot.
Chapter 7. They disentangle themselves from each other pretty soon after that, and lay side by side on the bed. Sam yawns and stretches.
So, how was that?
Blaine nods jerkily. Very relaxing. Thank you.
Was that, like, all of it? Is there anything I'm supposed to do after?
Blaine takes a breath and turns his head to face him. Sam, could you... Sam raises his eyebrows encouragingly. I think maybe you should punish me.
What? What for?
Blaine sighs shakily. I just feel terrible for making you uncomfortable. I shouldn't have agreed to do this in the first place. It's very intimate, and I really don't want to jeopardize our friendship. Maybe if you punish me, and then forgive me, we can move past it and go back to normal?
Dude, what the fuck? No, I'm not punishing you. Or forgiving you. That's stupid.
Blaine presses his lips together and turns his face away.
Blaine, seriously, I'm not punishing you because you didn't do anything wrong. There's nothing to forgive you for.
But you were uncomfortable.
Maybe a bit, but that's not your fault. if I was hugging, like, sugar or something and I got hard from it, that wouldn't mean I couldn't be her friend anymore or anything. Boners happen, bro.
Blaine can't help laughing. I can't believe you just said that.
It's true, though. Boners at the gym, boners in class, boners in the pool.
Stop saying boners.
Never! Boners, boners, boners.
Sam! Chapter 8. A week later, Blaine brings his soft leather cuffs over to Sam's house, which is actually Kurt's old house, and Brittany is there in the doorway, about to leave. She sees the cuffs, and Blaine starts to stammer out an explanation, but she isn't fazed. She kisses Sam on the cheek, and Blaine as well, tells them to have fun, and is on her way. Blaine smiles and touches his fingers to his cheek as he follows Sam upstairs. So, you explained everything?
Yep, it's all good. As long as there's no nakedness, kissing, or orgasms. You're not planning on orgasming, right?
Sam, oh my god! Sam laughs, lowers the lights in his room, and turns on the stereo. Once Blaine is settled on the bed, he secures the cuffs snugly around Blaine's wrist and attaches them to the headboard. He starts the happy playlist and lays down with Blaine, half on top of him, putting a delightful pressure on his chest.
Comfy?
Perfect.
Awesome. You're a very good boy, Blaine. I'm very proud of you.
Blaine's breath hitches. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
No problem. Want me to sing?
You're the best. Sam grins.
Damn straight.
The end.